bring Sridhar here at once. He should come and see my power and my glory. He is always thinking about me, and he is always unhappy. At once he should come here and see me. The devotees asked where they could find Sridhar. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Go to the outskirts of town and wait. When someone calls out for me, bring him here." Following the Lord's command, the devotees hurried to Sridhar's home. "Please, please hear a little of Sridhar's story. By selling banana leaves, he maintained his life. He would buy banana leaves and banana trunks and cut them and sell the pieces. Each day, he gave half of his meager earnings to offer food to the goddess Ganga. The other half he spent to maintain his life. That is the test of a true devotee of Lord Vishnu. He was truthful like Yudhisthira Maharaj. And once he quoted a price for something, he would never change it. And knowing how truthful he was, the people paid whatever price he quoted. And in this way, that great soul, Sridhar, stayed in Navadvip. People knew him as Kola Vecha, the banana leaf seller. They did not even know his name. At night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sridhar does not even sleep. All night he chants Krishna's names, calling out full-heartedly, 'Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari.' The materialists and offenders complain, 'Sridhar is screaming all night long. We cannot even sleep. Our ears are breaking. Why is he screaming? He doesn't have enough money to fill his belly with food, and therefore, tortured by hunger, he stays awake all night and loudly cries. It sounds as if he is on the verge of death.' Thus, Sridhar happily performed his activities, calling out, 'Hari, Hari,' throughout the entire night. Those devotees who are following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring Sridhar to him had halfway reached his place when they heard Sridhar's loud chanting. And following the sound, they found Sridhar. 'Come, come, O Great One, come. By touching you, we have made our lives glorious and perfect. Come and see your Lord, for he is calling for you.' Hearing the Lord's name, Sridhar fainted. Overcome with bliss, he fell to the ground. Hurriedly, the devotees picked him up and gently led him to Lord Chaitanya. Seeing Sridhar, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. He said, 'Come, come. You are always calling for me. You have worshipped me for a long time. At the end of many of your lives, you died remembering me with love. In this lifetime, you always serve me. Again and again, I ate what you, the banana seller, offered me with your own hand. Many times you touched me, but you did not know who I was. Many times you and I talked, but you could not recognize me.' When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carrying on his pastimes as a scholar, Lord Chaitanya acted as if he was proud and arrogant. At this time, he secretly associated with Sridhar on the pretext of buying banana leaves. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Sridhar's shop and buy bananas, banana leaves, and banana roots. And every day, he would argue about the price of the goods with Sridhar for 2 hours. In this way, he would buy everything at half the price. Honest Sridhar had quoted an appropriate price, but the Lord would want to take the goods at half price. Sridhar would stand up and attempt to take the goods back. And in the attempt to claim the goods, Lord Chaitanya and Sridhar would shove each other. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, brother Sridhar, why do you live like an ascetic? You are very wealthy, but still you live as if you were a beggar." Very devoted to the Brahmins, Sridhar would never become angry. And seeing no anger on Sridhar's face, Lord Chaitanya would forcibly take the goods from Sridhar's hand. Lord Chaitanya was as handsome, more handsome than Kamadev, the god of love. Charming Vaishnava Tilak shone splendidly upon his forehead. His garments were folded thrice. His curly hair was splendid. His two eyes were restlessly looking everywhere. A white sacred thread splendidly rested on his body. It was as if Ananta Shesha had assumed a slender form and rested there. Betel nuts adorned his lips, and smiling, he would look at Sridhar. Again and again, he would forcibly take the banana leaves. Sridhar would say, "Please listen, O saintly Brahmin. Please forgive me. I am your dog." The Lord said, "You are very clever. You must be very wealthy by selling these banana leaves." And Sridhar would say, "Are there no other shops you can buy from? Purchase banana leaves from them with just your few coins." And gazing at the Lord's form, Sridhar became very charmed, and he would smile. And the Lord would reply, "I will not leave a good supplier. Give me some banana leaves and I will give you a few coins." Then Lord Chaitanya would gleefully speak harsh words. He said, "Every day you buy offerings for the goddess Ganga. You should give to me what I want for free. I am the father of the Ganga that you are worshipping. What I am telling you is the truth. It is the truth." Placing his hands over his ears, Sridhar would call out, "Vishnu, Vishnu!" But then, while gazing at the proud Brahmana, he would give him the banana leaves and the banana roots. And every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sridhar would quarrel in this way. Sridhar would think, "This Brahmin is very mischievous." And then he would say, "All right, all right. I will give you what you want, even if you don't give me any coins. Please forgive me. After all, if I give away a piece of banana leaf, a piece of banana trunk, and a piece of banana root, then what is the harm? Take everything." And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "Very good, very good." Thus every day, the Lord ate his meals on a new banana leaf plate given by Sridhar. For the Lord likes to accept gifts given by his devotees. But if non-devotees give him millions of gifts, the Lord will not accept them. Thus, due to his desire to enjoy pastimes such as these, the Lord arranged that Sridhar take birth as a seller of banana leaves. Without receiving the Lord's mercy, no one can understand these pastimes. The Lord acted in this way so that this story would make the world remember him and his devotee, Sridhar. The Lord then said to Sridhar, "Now, Sridhar, you know who I am. Please, look at my form." And raising his head, Sridhar looked at the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He saw that Lord Chaitanya was now dark like a tamal tree. In his hand, the Lord held the charming flute. On the Lord's right was Balaram. Sridhar saw that everything was effulgent. Goddess Lakshmi was offering the Lord the betel nut she held in her hand. Four-faced Brahma and five-faced Lord Shiva offering prayers before the Lord. He saw that Ananta Shesh was raising his great hoods like an umbrella over the Lord's head. And he saw that gazing at the Lord, Sanakumar, Narada, and Sukadev offered prayers. From the four directions, many beautiful goddesses offered prayers with folded hands. And seeing all of this, Sridhar became filled with wonder, and he fell to the ground.